He was one of the first things I made because even before the film was shot, there was the Ralph McQuarrie artwork showing the lightsabers, and I started, after reading the script, looking at the artwork to get some inspiration. And I had an immediate idea of this humming sound that I was a projectionist at the time in a theater, in a regular motion picture projection booth. It had motors in it on the projectors, and one of them made this wonderful humming sound when you just turn the projectors on and they just idled, and you could grab a flywheel and change the pitch of this humming motor a little bit at a time. So I thought, that'd be a great item for a lightsaber. So I recorded that, and it was a musical kind of tone, and I know that George always spoke about things being musical, you know, having something about them emotional and pleasant, and having a feeling associated with them, as music does, and musical things. But I didn't think the hum was quite dangerous enough. I had a microphone with a bad cable in it, which you shouldn't have, a few weeks later, but I set it down near the television set, and it picked up a buzz from the picture tube, you know, by just inducing it into the circuit. Zzz, kind of a sound you normally throw away. But I thought, that's great. That sounds like a lightsaber, too. So I combined that buzz with a hum of the projector, made one long, steady recording, and played that recording over another speaker in a room, and took a new microphone and a recorder, and waved it around in front of the sound. So you got a pitch shifting. You went up and down, a Doppler effect. And that gave the swords movement. That came from my physics background, that idea. And so there you go. You had the satellite saber. And it actually was the first thing I made, and it never changed. So it was a home run right off the bat.